Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatide Sitarine Vanchakalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I thank the most merciful disciples of His Holiness Radhanath Swami for their wonderful association and nice reception. Srila Rupa Goswami is most famous for his book Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which Srila Prabhupada has translated as The Nectar of Devotion. The Complete Science of Bhakti Yoga. Srila Rupa Goswami has divided Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu into four divisions, which correspond to the four sides of the ocean: the eastern division, the southern division, the western division, and the northern division. And in each division there are sections called waves. So in the wave, which discusses general characteristics of devotional service, Rupa Goswami explains sadhana bhakti, bhava bhakti, and prema bhakti. And he lists 64 items of devotional service. Are most potent, and that even by a little association with even one of the five, one can awaken ecstatic love for Krishna. Who knows what the five most potent items are?
Associating with the
devotees. Yes. First, associating with devotees. Chanting the holy names. Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Worshipping the deities and residing in a holy place like Vrindavan or Mathura. Then, Srila Rupa Goswami, of course, all along he was citing references from different scriptures, but at the end he composed five original verses in glorification of each of the five main items of devotional service. And to glorify worshipping the deity, he composed one verse which specifically glorifies Sri Govinda Dev. The verse was one of Srila Prabhupada's favorites. And the verse says, "My dear friend, if you are at all interested in the happiness of society, friendship, and love, then you should not go to the banks of the Jamuna, where Govinda Dev is playing on his flute in the moonlight. His beautiful form bent in three places, shining very brightly." Srila Prabhupada explains the purport of the verse, that actually everyone, every soul wants pleasure. But we cannot actually find happiness or pleasure in the material world, although we may try. He quoted one Vaishnav poet that the material world is like a desert and we are thirsting for pleasure. And what is the pleasure we get in the material world? Just some little sense gratification in the form of material happiness, society, friendship, family life. So the happiness that we get from society, friendship, and love, so-called love, are just like a drop of water. We're in the desert. Our hearts are dry. They're like desert. And we're hankering for happiness. And we can try for happiness in the material world, but we don't get real happiness. We only get one drop of water. A little sense gratification. But we actually require oceans and oceans of happiness to satisfy our souls. So, if one is happy with the insignificant amount of pleasure one can get from material relationships, then he should not go and see the deity of Govindadev. If he wants to continue to enjoy in the material world, he should not go to see the deity of Govindadev. Because if he sees the beautiful form of Govindadev, he'll completely forget about the material world.
Haribo!
Haribo!
It's too late, you have seen it. Finished.
So, we don't have to go back after 5 days then. Haribo! Haribo!
We're going back to see Radharas Bihari and Radha Gopi.
That is the correct answer. We're not going back to the material world. We're just going to another section of the spiritual world. At least that's true of Maharaj, and if we stay close to him, he may keep us with him in the spiritual world. So anyway, it's true. It's too late. You've already seen Shri Radha Govindadev, so there's no future for you in the material world. Rupa Goswami tried to warn us, but it was too late. So now we have no one else but Govindadev and his associates. No material society, friendship, and family. But by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and his associates, we have spiritual society, spiritual friendship, and spiritual love based on service to Sri Sri Radha Govinda and Sri Sri Gaur Nithai. So such transcendental pleasure which we experience in relation to our spiritual friends and spiritual family members cannot compare to any material pleasure, and therefore we don't go back to material attempts at happiness, but we stay in the association of devotees, where we can experience the superior pleasure of devotional service. Of course, one should not talk about oneself, but I'm actually going to say something about the potency of devotional service and Srila Prabhupada. But after I was in India for about 3 years or more, I got a very bad case of jaundice. And finally Srila Prabhupada said that as long as I stay in Bombay, I won't be able to recover. And so I returned to the United States. And I spent a few days in Chicago. I was actually quite sick. First at my parents' house, then the Chicago temple, and then I went to Los Angeles to the temple there. And a few days later, Srila Prabhupada came from India. So he asked how I was, and I told him. He asked about my travels, and I said I had spent 3 days at my parents' house, and I couldn't stay any longer. So, but while I was there, my parents called one family friend who was a psychologist to try to work on me. So she came and she started to ask questions like, tell me, Glenn, did you feel that your parents didn't love you? So I said, which parents? I've had so many lives, and in every life I've had parents, so I've had so many parents, so which parents? So, you know, one by one she kept asking her questions, and I kept giving my answers on the basis of Krishna consciousness. And finally she couldn't say anything more. So she left the room, and I just overheard her telling my parents that, well, I tried my best, but I don't think there's much I can do. So when I told Srila Prabhupada about the incident, he said, yes, now you are permanently infected, and you can never be cured. You can never go back. So I think you were already permanently infected, but by seeing Shishiradha Govinda Devi, your disease has probably increased thousands and millions of times, so I'm sure there's no chance that you could ever be cured. Shishiradha Govinda Dev ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanand.
Hari Gaur.
Giriraj Maharaj ki
jai.